This is a special edition featuring the best of
radio station WWD.
Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. It's summer, and so it's time for us to take a break from the Clear Channel Bandscan to share some midsummer madness. This time around, we're going to go behind the sounds of WWV and WGU20, and then bring you a couple of other surprises along the way. Enjoy.
Your attention, please. Due to the installation of an emergency power generator, radio station WWV will shut down all frequency transmissions for a period not to exceed 4 hours, commencing 1400 GMT on January 24th, 1968. Your attention, please. NBS radio station WWVH will be relocated to the island of Kauai, Hawaii, at 0 hours Greenwich Mean Time on July 1st, 1971. First day QSL cards will be issued for reception reports, which accurately describe the station identification announcement. Only those responses postmarked within 24 hours of 0 hours Greenwich Mean Time, July 1, 1971, will be honored. Thank you.
This is radio station WWVH Kauai, Hawaii, broadcasting on internationally allocated standard carrier frequencies of 2.5, 5, 10, and 15 megahertz, providing time of day, standard time interval, and other related information. Aloha.
That clock, that inevitable, inexorable clock, showed up elsewhere on radio. As we read from an article called The Last Radio Network, Long Waves from the Cold War, by Bennett Z. Cobb, KC5CW. The broadcast had that mechanical sound one associates with the spy and numbers stations on HF, but this one seemed all the more eerie to me because it was on 179 kHz, loud and distortion-free. Time ticks in the background, and a continuous announcement.
Good afternoon. This is station WGU20, Eastern Daylight Time. 12 hours, 0 minutes, 30 seconds.
This is WGU20. Good afternoon. Then, good evening. No schedule, purpose, address, or other information ever was announced. And after midnight, it started all over again and switched to...
Good morning. This is station WGU20, Eastern Daylight Time. 10 hours, 47 minutes, exactly.
I recognized the call sign as typical of federal government stations and occasionally saw it show up in logs in various monitoring publications. What I had heard was a test transmission from an RF zombie, a relic of an elaborate lost scheme to use long wave to warn the public of nuclear attack. The station's QSL card appeared a few times in radio newsletters. It read, QSL Civil Defense Preparedness Agency, radio station WGU20, 179 kHz, first 50 kilowatt all-solid-state AM transmitter, Chase, Maryland. What grabbed me was the illustration on the card, a silhouette of gallant Paul Revere on horseback, waving his hat alongside a transmitting tower, and the initials, DIDS. I knew that the Civil Defense Preparedness Agency is now known as the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. It's responsible for federal assistance in emergencies, such as natural or man-made disasters, or defense-related incidents. A visit to the FEMA library in downtown Washington revealed more about DIDS and WGU20. DIDS stood for Decision Information Distribution System, a vast network of low-frequency broadcast and feeder stations. DIDS was supposed to deliver audio messages directly to the public within 30 seconds after activation. In case of attack, DIDS would have supposedly saved from 10 to 17 million additional lives in its initial deployment by 1979. And as many as 27 million more if developed further. DIDS's creators in the Pentagon regarded most of the alerting systems of the day, such as CONELRAD and NAWAS, as prone to human error and delay. DIDS was envisioned as an automatic, fool and spoof-proof super system that could switch on sirens across the country and convey information to officials via RTTY. DIDS' unique selling proposition, however, was that it would actually speak to citizens in their cars and directly in their homes, even waking each family from sleep. WGU-20 was built for about $2 million in 1973 as the prototype of 10 DIDS distribution stations. These were to operate 50 kilowatts at 167, 179, and 191 kilohertz with 700-foot towers spread across the country. These 10 stations would cover the 48 contiguous states. Alaska and Hawaii were to have special unspecified arrangements. All DIDS stations would be partially below ground level and protected against blast and electromagnetic pulse effects, or EMP. The distribution stations would be activated by two control stations operating at 61.15 kHz and located in Alt, Colorado and Cambridge, Kansas. These two stations would run 200 kilowatts from 1,260-foot towers. Federal authorities would send the go signal by microwave and landline to the control stations. The 10 distribution stations would then sign on and play taped messages to the public automatically. But most Americans do not own long-wave receivers. The acquisition of home warning receivers would be a voluntary decision on the part of the individual citizen, said one DIDS manual. Therefore, the federal government had to persuade manufacturers to market and the public to buy radios whose sole programming would consist of either tests or actual Armageddon. This was hardly a prescription for an attractive consumer product. Nevertheless, DCPA commissioned Westinghouse to develop prototype units. One of them would attach to or be installed inside a TV set. If the TV was turned off when DIDS was activated, the DIDS circuit would deliver the message at greater than normal volume through the TV speaker to wake sleepers. The basic home receiver looked like any attractive radio for the kitchen. There was even a converter to attach to your car radio. Marketing DIDS to the public required some kind of user-friendly package. Paul Revere and the military-sounding Decision Information Distribution System were adopted for internal use, but Mr. and Mrs. America required a homey, more comfortable logo. Pentagon officials hit on Public Emergency Radio, PER, and Perky, P-E-R-K-I. Perky, its puppy mascot, would be the soft sell for Nuke Radio. Appropriately enough, the dog in the logo appears to have just awakened and still looks confused. A vigilant watchdog he isn't. Behind Perky in the picture is a family briskly walking to a country home. This Leave It to Beaver imagery probably came from the same government department that gave us the duck and cover films and jingles of the 50s.
Dum dum, deedle dum dum, deedle dum dum, deedle dum dum. There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He's duck and cover, duck and cover.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You
and you
and you
and you.
Duck and cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover. Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Well, in case all of this didn't warm Americans' hearts, military planners came up with a more persuasive hook. The Safeguard anti-ballistic missile system was designed to connect directly to DIDS. The Safeguard radar network could continuously track the flight paths of incoming enemy missiles. While the network dispatched ABMs to destroy the enemy missiles at high altitudes, its computers could also automatically and instantaneously furnish a prediction to DIDS as to where an enemy warhead would land and explode if it was not successfully intercepted by an ABM. Your PER radio would then tell you exactly which area to avoid. Sure beats morning traffic reports. Despite their obvious utility and surefire marketing prospects, DIDS, Perkey, and the radio Paul Revere eventually ended up at the bureaucratic equivalent of a swap fest table. The government, citing the cost of operation and the cost to build the remaining stations, deactivated WGU-20, removed and sold the equipment, and terminated the land lease. At this time, said FEMA, there are no plans to pursue the program further. But still, in my nightmare, I tune to 179 kilohertz, and I hear, "Good morning. This is not a test." Next on our summer silliness, a parody of what was once called bubblegum rock radio, so prevalent in the late 50s and early 60s. As annoying as it was, most of us could relate to the sound, and with hindsight, we now realize the bubblegum rock revolution may have been one of the major reasons AM radio held its own under the onslaught of television. Still, those of us who remember chuckle at what you're about to hear, then scratch what's left of our hair and wonder if this wasn't actually a pretty good representation of some of our favorite stations when we were kids. Considered one of the best send-ups of Top 40 radio, courtesy of Bob Arbogast and legendary engineer Stan Ross, here is Operation Chaos.
3:31 a.m. according to the BKOS master clock in Greenwich, England, and time for a speedy clip.
If you're sweaty and tired and you feel real needy, it's time to take a listen to Speedy. Don't give up the ship. Just listen to Speedy Clip on the Speedy Clip Show on KOS. Chaos Radio, Channel 4, 8, 9, 6, 3, 4, 1 and a third. Transcribed.
Speedy Clip talking at you from Station KOS, Painted Radio Chaos, with the Speedy Clip Show, the number one program on the number one station in the number one city, is rated by the number one rating service, Numbers Incorporated, owned and operated by radio station KOS and KOS AM. Right to Rockville now for Little Recallsville, USSR. A big hit way back 2 weeks ago, Dickie Shortcap and Oh Linda.
Oh Linda.
From the big KOS Weather Bureau in Washington, D.C., James C. Petrillo, President, here is the present temperature for our town and vicinity. For our town, 119 degrees. For vicinity, 27. And now, listen to this.
I don't know what to do about my clear skin.
Don't feel bad, keen teen. Be one of the crowd. Buy Pimpalon. Adds blotches and blemishes to the clearest of skins. Pimpalon comes complete with tiny applicator and 30-day supply of red paint. If clear skin persists, see your dermatologist. Back to Rollville now on a KOS Radio predicted hit.
Chaos Radio, Channel 6, 4, 12, 2/3 and a fourth. Picks the hits for all you kits out there.
And today it's Little Davy Falcon and his nuclear recording of Oh Emily.
Oh Emily, oh Emily, oh Emily, oh Emily, oh.
Davy Falcon and Emily. And speaking of nuclear, here's this week's Speedy Clip Quip. Definition of a bachelor: a man who isn't married. In the big KOS newsroom, this news is happening now.
Washington, informed sources on credit of its sworn to one fellow with China Port and Weedport crowd dropped the bomb. Hershey, Pennsylvania, employees at Chocolate Corporation, Western Adorp, strikes about a higher wages, better working travels, and the right to lick all pans. On the local front, police chief threats for Anna Krabbe with the man of Mickey Cohen, Don't Break the Devil, and Frank Costello's mother. A KOS engineer has just been shot to death here in the big KOS newsroom. The news when it happens, from where it happens, even if we have to make it happen, even if there isn't any on KOS.
Don't get the blues, get all the news. We mean all of you guys out there in radio land. On KOS and KOS AM.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, there's a dead fly, and that means we got to go for half a mole before part two of the Speedy Clip Show. So now, let's turn it over for a moment to today's teenage guest disc jockey. It's all yours, fella, and don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky, you're our teenage guest disc jockey now.
On now to part two of the Speedy Clip Show, and yesterday's predicted hit, a record never played before yesterday, and already number three on the KOS Swell 70 survey, BFC, Fat Billy Wiley and the Swingin', Oh Mama! Tall Paul Sully and his police record of Old Henry on Chaos, the number one rated station in the world. Stationsville, Brakeville, Nowville.
KOS Radio is the best radio. Sends the music out your way 40 hours every day.
And here are the late baseball scores. 5-1, 14-3, and 4-0. KOS, where there's something for everyone from 8 to 13.
If you're 13 or 8, you think that it's great on KOS Radio.
Well, it's now time to telephone the teen. And today's call goes to Elsie Leffler at Garvey 81970. Hello, Elsie. Here's today's question. What's your name? Oh, I'm sorry. And so we add today's $40,000 to tomorrow's Telephone-a-Teen jackpot. Well, once again, we'll try to prove it pays to listen to chaos.
It pays to listen to chaos, but not to work here. We wish somebody'd pay us.
Futuresville, USO now, as Red Denny Biederman sings a little number that hasn't been written yet. Under the motorcycle moon, but you... Traffic information, we switch controls to KOS Mobile Unit Number 7 on the inbound state highway.
This is Mobile Unit Number 7. Yeah. It's extremely difficult speaking in through a microphone and steering at the same time. Yeah. Look out, there's another truck!
Back at Chaos Radio again, where our teenage advertising board gives its seal of approval to...
Frank's Grinding Wheel Company.
For its monumental work in the field of brass knuckle buffing.
The seal of approval assures the removal of anything bad at all. And just to prove it's real, here's the Chaos Approval Seal.
Oh, 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 oh!
Thank you, Seal. And now, the number one recording in the KOS survey for today. The tune you kids have made the top song in recorded history. Yo-Yo Fergus' haunting rendition of Criminently. Hold it, hold it! Wait a moment! I've just been handed this message from the Chaos News Department. Because of this station's spectacular advancements in the field of brainwashing, the Pentagon has selected it as the ultimate in secret weapons and has decided to put us into orbit, effective immediately.
10, 9,
immediately?
8, 7.
Wait a minute, fellas, I'll do anything.
6, 5.
I'll even play a Count Basie
4,
record.
3.
Look, I've only been doing this
2,
to make a buck.
1.
Wait, please, you don't understand.
Fire!
Elvis, Ricky, help!
Now, once again, we are able to relax and listen as the Modern Jazz Quartet performs selections from Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor.
Courtesy of Bob Arbogast and legendary engineer Stan Ross, Operation Chaos. And a final contribution to our summer madness comes from NBC Radio. This one needs no explanation. Enjoy.
NBC Radio, news on the hour, brought to you by Cools, America's most refreshing
our
cigarette. The cigarette with mild menthol for that clean, cool taste. Now here is Frank Burkholzer, NBC News.
NBC management announces that an unauthorized strike against radio and television networks continue, but normal programming is being maintained by supervisory personnel. President Eisenhower has vetoed a bill which would have taken away
Johnson's
from the Secretary of Agriculture his power over REA loans. He said it would have marked a major retreat from sound administrative policy.
Ah, the power of radio. I can just imagine the picture that that audio created in your mind. Wouldn't it have been fun to be watching that through the glass windows of Radio Central, that temple of decorum and respectability? We pause now for station identification.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Chicago, WMAQ. It's 9 p.m. BULOVA, Boulevard Watch Time.
And that's our summer potpourri for this June. Miscellaneous madness to get your summer off to a good start. I'm Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. Next month, we begin a four-part tour of the transmitter site at WLW Cincinnati, the nation's station, the only United States AM station to ever broadcast with 500,000 watts. Imagine what the AM dial must have sounded like when that blowtorch dimmed the lights of Mason, Ohio in the mid-30s. Well, we'll see you next month with that tour, along with all the rest of our merry band of editors and our fearless publisher, Fred Vobey. Till then, good listening, DXers.